Before we get started with the show tonight, we want to give a big ups to our friends at Moft. Yep, you know them, you love them. Moft is a brand dedicated to creative inventions that boost your productivity. And their formula is simple. They keep it simple, stupid. Smart products equal increased efficiency. As featured on Unbox Therapy and TechCrunch, Moft is best known for the world's first invisible and best-selling phone and tablet stands, including the world's first snap-on phone stand for the iPhone 12 series. Got it attached to the back of my iPhone 12 mini, and it is doing the Lord's work as we speak. Whether you are a traveler, entrepreneur, or remote worker, ding ding right here, their products provide the highest level of comfort, turning your hectic schedule productive and efficient. Browse their entire invisible collection today by clicking on the Moft banner at badslant.com/support.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah, I feel like we need to pat ourselves on the back every time we manage to start a show in the proper fashion. Boys, I didn't want to end the show on a down note, but it's been kind of a heavy day where I think Jack and I had conversations a little bit about everything that happened last night in Atlanta, and we would be complete and utter assholes to be one, just right-thinking Americans, and two, Asian Americans at that, to see everything that's happened over the last couple of weeks, and then last night culminating in the shooting in Atlanta, and then just kind of fly by it and have a lighthearted, jocularity-filled show and not even pay any attention to that. So I don't want to pull the Angry John bit again right off the shoot, because I think that might have scared a few friends and family members at that.
Go for it.
But you just want to let the lead fly? Is that the edict now?
Do it.
Why not?
Well, I said this to you guys in our Slack channel. I'm going to let the F-bombs drop tonight just a little bit, at least in this very beginning segment of the show, because it's kind of a microcosm for how, like, the Asian model minority person kind of operates in society, where we just kind of censor ourselves and watch what we say to the nth degree for fear that we'll piss somebody off. But shoot, 8 people got fucking shot last night, so it's not exactly the time where I really want to be minding my P's and Q's and wondering if I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings with the way that I feel about this entire fucking thing. So that's the preface. And on top of that, we put it in our iTunes history or our description that we're going to be an explicit adult show. It's already out there, but for some reason we felt the need from the onset to try to keep this PG, and you know, today just doesn't seem like the day to do that. So that's kind of point one. So Angry John reared his ugly head last week, and it was for less serious terms, but yeah, I feel like today is kind of the right, like, proper introduction to Angry John, where I've been told I'm too political in other groups, or like, I mean, it's not a reputation that's followed me throughout the last couple of years of my life, but that's kind of put me in a space where I need to shut the fuck up. But again, it all has, I'm ramming a little bit, and I'm trying not to, but I think if there's a day that we can kind of express ourselves and say that how we really feel about how Asians are treated in society and be angry about it, today's the day, because you can't sit on the sidelines and just retweet and hashtag. My God, my dog is like burrowing in my lap right now. You guys have no idea. I think he's sensing the tension and the anger in the voice of Asian John, or Angry John, as it were. But if you can't be mad on a day like this, where they've tried to marginalize the people that were shot in Atlanta, give credence to this dickhead's theory or his rationale that he wasn't doing it out of hate, he was doing it because he was sexually frustrated or fearing sexual addiction. It's bullshit, because he's fetishizing Asian women, and because he was so unencumbered, or he's just so steamed up that he can't control himself, he found that to be a valid reason to take the temptation off the table and just drive around the city of Atlanta and shooting up Asian massage parlors. So you can't say that there's no element of race involved in this when the guy has obviously a fetish for Asian women. And it's a miracle that only, I guess, was 6 out of the 8 victims were Asian. It's a miracle that he didn't kill more, because it's an Asian massage parlor. So the target, if he's after Asian victims in the sex industry, that's a target-rich environment. So you can't tell me that it's not racially motivated in any way, shape, or form. And then to kind of put the cherry on top of that, you have the sheriff in that county coming out and saying, this guy had a bad day. And if there was... I kind of skated through the entire day just kind of in a haze and not really letting the specifics get to me. But then when, like, it's about 7:15 that I saw that video posted, and, like, the word triggering gets thrown around quite a bit, but that was specifically about as triggering as anything that I've seen in the last couple of weeks. And we've been inundated with the whole Stop Asian Hate hashtags and conversations that are being had, and those were all well and good. But now we're reaching critical mass, and it's to the point where, okay, it's we're not getting cast in certain roles in Hollywood. Okay, we need attention to that. We're not being recognized for our accomplishments in society. Okay, like you know, that's all well and good. But now they're just outright like shooting people and killing elderly people. And now I have to sit at home when I'm teleworking, and if my wife leaves the house, I got to think, well, shit, if she leaves, then what are the chances that somebody's going to accost her wherever she goes? What are the chances my sister-in-law is going to the grocery store and she runs up against the wrong person on the wrong day? Someone else has a bad day. Or my mom, or my niece, or anybody within our realm of influence that could potentially be targeted. Because from what we can tell, there's nobody in specific that they're after. We all look the same to them. So it's just kind of reached critical mass, and I just want to say, like, it's beyond the point where we're just going to sit on the sidelines and just kind of let things play out, because it's finally getting real, at least in the last 24 hours for me, and I'm sure for a lot of people it's started to get real.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all in agreement. It's reached a point where you can't ignore it. I think a few weeks ago, people were still trying to downplay it and marginalize it, saying it's nothing big, it's not a big deal. You guys are just like you. It feels like a lot of people were doing the oppression Olympics, where they would downplay this type of attacks and prejudice against the Asian community, and it hurt. It actually made me like stop going on Instagram, because I would see it all the time. Like, I was following accounts that were highlighting it, which is good, but at the same time, it is also a negative effect on you, because it just brings you down. So I stopped looking at Instagram for like weeks. Because the last year has just been a ramp up to this event. And last night, just, you know, it really shook me to my core. And like you, John, I'm worried about when my wife has to go out, because she likes to go shopping for the groceries and takes care of the family. And so anytime, like you, John, when she goes out, I'm thinking, and I tell her each time, please be careful, because I know how you are. And you could, you know, if you come across someone or someone comes across you, I know how you can get. You're very standoffish, but she's better about not being confrontational. So, you know, even a few weeks ago, maybe right after the January 6th insurrection, I talked to our mother and I said, look, you need to be careful out there. There's a lot of people out there. And this is when it was starting to ramp up. I said, there are people out there going after and attacking, and maybe even yelling and, you know, being aggressive toward Asians. And she was like, she didn't understand. She's like, I was just like, look, just be careful. They're out there like targeting older or elders. So you have to be careful. She didn't even know. So now it's at a fever pitch. And last night, just, you know, it hits too hard to home, close to home, just because you just know that these people, they woke up yesterday, they were going to work. They're probably getting paid shit, and they're working to send this money back to their families, because that's what we used to do when our parents used to do when they were, you know, struggling at first. So now, I saw that that news conference live, and I just happened to catch it, and I caught that part where that sheriff basically said, yeah, you know, he understood the gravity, and he just had a bad day. And I'm like, wait, what?
That clip pulled, and I was prepared to kind of throw it out there, but it's just been playing in my head for the last like 5 to 10 minutes hour or so. I mean, like I can't continue to listen to it because it's already there.
So I mean, he basically. But you know, what about the families today, who had a bad day, of the deceased? Like, what about their days? Like, he basically, in one felt comment, downplayed.
Let's trivialize everything.
He trivialized the trauma that they're going through, and then try to humanize the killer. Just call it what it is. It was a hate crime. The guy
terrorist act at the very least.
It was a terroristic act, and it's made our lives even harder than it is already. So I told my wife today, we had a frank conversation, you know, and to be honest, every time I go out now, my head's on a swivel. And even before the pandemic, because of all the mass shootings that were occurring at like big public gatherings, my head was already on a swivel, just making sure I see everything. But now I get out of my car, I look around, make sure no one's coming up on me, nothing. Like I take nothing for granted, man. Like, literally, we all need to, like, either get cameras on our cars, like, have some kind of protection on us, pepper spray. I'm not saying get yourself a gun. I would never say that unless you're comfortable with it, but I have kids. There's no chance I'm doing that. But, you know, get anything that you can to try to protect yourself, because it's crazy out there.
It's the Wild West, man. Iceman, you hanging in there?
You guys said it best. I think you guys hit on just about every point. I think in general it's been messed up, but it's been messed up for a long time. This situation has brought light to it, to the mainstream today. I mean this week, but I think agents have been dealing with it for a very long time. It's just, I don't think we get the run that, you know, if it's a white person, if it's a black person, I don't think we get that kind of run. So I think we've been dealing with it for a very long time. I mean, going back to one of the original points that you guys mentioned about, like, you know, Asians not getting fair representation and opportunities and stuff. I mean, think about it. Like, when our parents came here to America, they're trying to provide for a family, trying to get that whole American dream, like we've seen in like Minari and things like that. It's like, this is what was sold to our parents, and they're trying to live this dream. And but the way that I can't speak for you guys, but the way that my parents brought me up was, you know, be respectful, be, you know, this, you know, you'll go a long way by keeping a level head, you know.
Lay low, don't cause much trouble.
Lay low, think of things, don't cause trouble. Think, you know, because we're not the majority. We're not going to get
we're foreigners.
Exactly. So we're not going to get things going our way. So be very mindful of the things you say, the things you do. And that's how I was brought up. So, you know, every step of the way, you know, I don't think we, you know, even, I mean, when you look back, you know, that you start realizing a little bit more now as you get older. But when you're younger, you don't think about it much, you know. When you reflect back as a kid, and you're just like, oh, yeah, I didn't get a fair shot there. I didn't get a fair shot there. And then you start thinking about it, like, shit, was race a play in a lot of this? And you know, you know, I was just probably just naive to the fact that I didn't think it was like that. You know, I kind of thought I was, you know, I always thought everyone was treated fairly. I always thought like everyone's equal. And, you know, it's a shame that to see like where we are today dealing with a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. Some days it just feels like we're moving backwards. So this was like five steps back, but yeah, we're past the point of just letting things lie. Like I've seen more Asian Americans ride for other disenfranchised and marginalized communities in the last year or so, even despite that we've been living through a pandemic. But I'm hoping, like, we've seen like some support build up in the last couple of weeks with other issues, but if this isn't like a big enough rallying cry for other cultures and communities to have our backs, then I don't know what is, man. But hopefully that there's a brighter day ahead from here.
I mean, what's the feel with all this? Like, I mean, a lot of this, I'm assuming, is kind of related to COVID, right? I'm assuming that's where a lot of this hatred and this anger stems from. Like, they're feeding off
misplaced
this
anger.
This story, this shit that's been put out there by ex-president, you know, Trump, putting out there that all this is because of the Chinese flu or whatever he's calling it, and you know, it's pretty ignorant for people to actually buy into that belief that
well, here's
COVID
the thing.
Is
even
because
if
of the Asian people.
Even if they don't necessarily believe that to be factual, I think the number of times they're hit with that idea, that notion, it kind of starts seeping into your subconscious, and it's that unconscious bias thing that you hear so much about. So suddenly that becomes like it's in the back of your mind, and then it's there, but you don't recognize it, and it doesn't manifest itself until you're shooting up a goddamn massage parlor. Like, it kind of, like, goofy shit like that. It bubbles up because it's right below the surface, but it takes somebody to kind of, like, hit that nerve, and all of a sudden, like, you're acting on it. And again, like, we're part Chinese, I think all of us to a degree, but other people don't know that. Non-Asians don't necessarily know that. And that whole adage that we all look the same continues to be a thing. Like, you say China flu, they're like, oh, that Thai guy's definitely responsible for it too. I'm just saying, like, and I'm not saying you look Chinese, but I'm just saying that, you know, you can't trust everybody with that knowledge that you can discern a Chinese person from a Korean person. No, they just don't. Like, it's even I get this shit wrong every now and then. And then to kind of blame one group, you're blaming all of us for it. And then you kind of build this ongoing bias in the heads of so many people, most of whom don't really are aware of it and don't know how to act on it, and instead they act out in the worst ways possible. So it's such a confluence of factors, and you just wish people were smart enough to know the weight and the value of the things that they say, especially when it's so goddamn hateful.
I mean, obviously, think it's about not. It. I mean, 60... if you look at the shit that happened with the insurrection, I mean, obviously people are just dumb. I mean, flat out dumb to buy into all this bull crap, you know? It's stupid. Just so fucking stupid.
You can say it. I said fuck at the top, so you can just say bullshit. Just go for it, man.
But it's bullshit. Yeah, I mean it just blows my mind, man. I mean, and the thing is like, you know, if this was any other race, you know, we go out there and we have like a march and we'll do. But I think Asians are just built different. I think Asians are not going to go out there and have a million Asians march down in D.C. and try to make a statement. That's just not who we are.
No, we're going to be the goddamn sheriff of the county. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
vote that motherfucker out.
It's like what the hell, man? It's like, I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, I fear for my parents. It's one of those things. Like, right now we're still living in the pandemic. We can't go out and do much. So my parents are, you know, kind of on their own, and you know, I try to help out as much as I can. But you know, if they need groceries, they're, you know, I can't go out there every single day to get groceries for them. If they need to eat, I can't go out there and get food for them. I can't do everything for them, so they're gonna have to go out and try to run errands on their own. And the fact now that I have to think about, you know, could, you know, will there be a situation where they have to deal with shit like this? You know, it just blows my mind. Like, why? It's crazy, man. It's 2021, man. You gotta be kidding me.
Well, look, we grew up in probably much worse times for racial relations. So I think they feel like they've seen some shit. They probably feel like they've seen the worst of it, but it's probably just a reminder for us that we need to try to like, they were in the position to tell us, hey, mind your P's and Q's and be careful when you're out there. Now it's probably us in that position telling our elders, like, look, watch your ass out there, because there's some crazy motherfuckers that will do something that you won't see coming. So just be careful where you're at, and that's all I can say to you guys. I pray for your safety, for your loved ones. Like, we're on alert at the very least. It's not a situation where we can walk around and feel like everything's sweet. Like, we got our head on the swivel, for real. We need to,
you know, and and you know, maybe growing up, but you know, that was how a lot of Asians were brought up. But I mean, even now, like, I'm passing on the same things that my parents have taught me to my kids. You know, I'm telling them, you know, just be respectful of others, be mindful that, you know, everyone's equal, and you know, so they don't see color, they don't see race, they don't see things like that. So, you know, I hope I'm just not buying into the same dream as my parents were. I just feel like that's how you conduct yourselves as human beings. You know, I just think that's the right thing to do. So, you know, I don't think they were at fault to tell us to, you know, mind our P's and Q's. But, you know, what are we supposed to do? You know, it's like when you see things like this going out there, like, you know, like it's hard to say, oh, everything's going to be okay. It's like, you know, I'm just glad they're young enough to not, like, I don't think it hits them the way that it hits us.
Nope. As they say, this one hits different for real. I don't know if I feel better, but at the very least, I'm fucking feeling like we can at least start having the conversation. Because I'm all for having like fun shows, and I'm ready to get onto the yuck yucks at this point. But I'm also like Angry John manifests in situations where he's not allowed to kind of like let that slow simmering anger seep out every now and then. And it just like just get blow your top off every now and then when something like this happens. But yeah, we need to have the conversation for sure.
This is just the first of many conversations.
First of
right?
many. Just like, I mean, tonight's the first of many Guinnesses for me, because fucking hell. It is St. Patrick's Day. This shit definitely ruined St. Patrick's Day for not just me, but I'm sure a lot of damn people.
It's St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, there you go. Look at that. ain't no basketball being played. I mean, no NCAA basketball being played. Like, ain't nobody getting drunk in
that's
the streets.
That's tomorrow, bro.
That's tomorrow. I'm sorry. I need to pull it back in. I'm just out of control. But yeah, like it's gonna be a heavy one for old AJ tonight. It's just full warning for everyone who's not prepared for that.
I may take a day tomorrow, a mental health day.
Fucking asshole.
Just because my productivity was like 50% today. I just things were just weighing on me all day.
Yeah, this is a heavy one, but I appreciate you guys like engaging in this conversation, because I would have just been kind of on autopilot going through talking about Washington football team free agency news, just like coasting. Nah,
we got to talk about it. I mean, we're all Asian. It's just
we Asian as fuck. You know that?
I know. It's it brings back a lot of like things you think about as you grew up. You know, just what everyone experienced. Like a lot of the microaggressions, but it, you know, in the last year, it's ramped up to, you know, hateful acts and violence against our elders, right? Like that's just not cool. You don't see you wouldn't see a white guy go up and try to hit an older black woman. They don't do that. They target. So that's why it even hits harder, because we're raised thinking, you know, we respect our elders. We take care of them, you know. Into their old age, like.
But it's an issue that we're seen as the easy target. Like elders, are
exactly.
Not, like we're seen as the easy target. And then, Lloyd throws it out there. Jeremy Lin, like he's in the NBA. That poor bastard's getting called coronavirus on the goddamn court, and he's right. Breaking down barriers, and he's handling all this shit with aplomb. Like he is like out there, and he's not motherfucking anybody. He's just out there dealing with it respectfully, replying on Instagram, and not calling anybody the N-word. He's just out there doing what he does, and he wants to start conversations, but he still has to deal with this shit on an ongoing basis.
But it makes me question. It's like, are we too quiet? You know, it's like there's a lot.
That's
of
what
things
I'm saying.
I think we all, you know, we're all human. We have feelings. We have opinions. We want to speak our mind. But I don't know if we're too quiet to a fault. Like I mean, at what point do we?
This is the whole
is
model
okay
minority
be,
thing.
Yeah, is it okay to be disrespectful from time to time and just say motherfuck everyone, you know, and just speak what we think, you know? Is that
I
all
think
right?
So. I think it is. But I was thinking about that recently. It's just I think those that came who are parent who are children of like first generation immigrants, right? Like, we were the ones who were told, like your parents did, I say, hey, respect your elders, respect everyone, everyone's all the same. Do you think, and I was kind of thinking about this, like a lot of people that we know, like they're starting to speak up just because it's getting to this point, but like leading up to it, are we quiet? Do we not say enough? Is it like the younger kids now who are coming up saying, okay, this ain't cool, right? Like that, or the, you know what I mean? Like
they're raised a little different, here, right? I think.
Right, right. I think they were raised differently.
And it's funny. It's like that philosophy that my parents taught me of just like, you know, how to mind your elders and stuff. You know, believe it or not, that shit carries into the way I conduct business. Like when I work with clients that are older than me, it's horrible because I still give them that kind of respect that my parents taught me. Like even if they're dumb as shit and they're saying all the wrong things and thinking the wrong things, I tend to give them that kind of the respect that my parents always tell them. I don't know. And it's annoying. I know it's like there's a part of me that shouldn't, but that's just how I was fucking brought up. Like, what am I supposed to do, man? It's like if you've been taught something for so many years in your life, like you can't just stop being respectful. I don't know. It's hard. It's a hard habit to fight. But
I mean, it's like 35 odd years that you have had that message, not like drilled into your brain, but it was like drilled in at an early enough age, and the shit's just like it's hanging there, like it's like a plaque on the wall. Like you can't walk out the door without seeing it, and like it's just that message is there, so you got to continue to abide by it. And you know, it you're not going to shake that overnight, but I think you kind of see this next generation realizing, okay, we need. I see you there, fam, but we have a different approach to this now, and it kind of takes me to the other thing that my parents taught us. Like, yes, they told us the responsibility and the respect bit for elders. And I also remember them kind of caveating that by saying, if somebody hits you, you hit back.
You hit back, yeah.
And it's not, look, it, like violence is not the situation, is not the answer. It's not for us to go out and start shooting up, I don't know, the white day spas. Like that's not how we're advocating for this to go down. I'm just saying, like, you don't, to this point, it's not just us sitting on the sidelines now. We have to, at the very least, we have to speak up and start saying shit in response. Otherwise, we're just going to continue eating a 50 yards of shit every time one of these things happen.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
God bless America. Did we fix racism just now? Did that just happen?
we pushed it toward the right direction, but, you know, we have a long way to go.
We definitely do. Also, I don't know how much... We're halfway through the show. Sorry. it could be like a supersized show. We don't have to belabor the point. I literally had one topic thrown into the chat before I started piecing together our syllabus for tonight. But yeah, we can do whatever tonight, I guess. Yeah, Lloyd, I guess we all agree. But systemic racism is a motherfucker, and nobody's immune. Like, if you feel like this one group is making too much noise about systemic racism, just know your turn's coming. Like the wheel continues to turn, and all of a sudden, like the spotlight's on you, and then all the negative attention that comes with that, and you got to start having these conversations in your own community about, like, do I fight back? Do I kind of let this thing like go by the wayside and then move on? Like it's like a gut check type of moment. So I think we kind of feel like we know how we want to move moving forward and having these conversations, but for sure, like everybody has to have that moment eventually. So get ready, America.
Well, three-headed monster. America? We're going to have a fucking movie by Marvel called Shang-Chi, bitches.
Yeah.
Take that.
We got some hats now, motherfuckers. Ice doesn't know what we're talking
Take
about.
Take that shit.
No, he doesn't.
Take that shit.
All right, let's go ahead and start the show, shall we? Or can I just play the song and then we can do whatever the hell else for the show? Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Okay.
Oh, you tried to do the thing.
Oh. There you go.
Fade with the Right Hand. What up, everyone? Thank you for indulging our grievances for the first 30 minutes of this show. This is the Bad Slam Podcast. There's a little Iceman. We were a little nervous at the start of the show. We weren't sure if we could hit the button as we wanted to, but you are alive and kicking and remote as you were 3 weeks ago. How are you, sir?
it's definitely I prefer to be in person with you, but
come on back, man.
Next week.
I had the microphones plugged in for you to be here, but it's all good. the man, the myth, the legend, evidently the new Parlay King, JJ, is in the mix. How could you just casually drop in the lead up to the show that you hit and were on the precipice of being our noob, our Parlay King?
I completely forgot I even put the bet in. I made a super boost last night.
Look at that.
With Portland and whoever they played, they had to hit two threes in the first 3 minutes. Yes, Pelicans. They had to hit the Pelicans. They had to
didn't even have to look at my damn threes. Phone. I already fucking knew.
Right. So they had to hit two threes in the first 3 minutes, either both teams. That hit, and then I did a five same game parlay with the Lakers and who the hell did they play? Minnesota.
I believe you are correct, sir.
Yeah. So the PK. The Parlay King is over here this week.
The fact that it was not publicized, like right at the top, or like you know, long enough for me to like take some corrective action, I'm a little dubious. I think my immediate response was it was obviously photoshopped, your bet ticket. But I'll give you this one this week, sir. I'm gonna go ahead and see if this guy rubs off. Oh, there you go. There you go. Action John is the Parlay King no more.
He rubbed it.
I mean, look, we had designs on having the belt customized, but, you know, that's a conversation for another day. I think for the day when Jack actually steps foot back in the studio, that would be
I will be the king. I will take that belt.
Yeah, and we'll have a proper belt, and we'll have nameplates we can actually screw in and remove from the old guy, but, yeah. Take your win for now. It
Jack,
is a conversation.
You didn't take that other boost on that game. There was the
it was the Boston game.
Lillard got the boost on the game last night. He 30, at least 30, and they win. You didn't take that?
No, I should have
because
he dropped 50 last night.
I know. He went off last night. I took that bet. I took that bet.
Well, they ate shit for like three quarters though.
I know.
He had to, you know, he was Superman, you know, hero ball, try to get him back out of that hole. But
they were down bad.
I didn't see it. So like I put in all my bets and I was like, that's it for me tonight. And then today I opened up my app and I was like, oh yeah, let me check this out. And I was like, oh shit, like a bunch of green W's.
Something you're not accustomed to seeing, evidently.
No, the last couple weeks.
Big
it's been,
fat L's.
It's been, L's. Oof. It's just L's, man. But yeah, that's what I copped this week. Nothing, I didn't, like.
You copped L's, or you copped dubs now. on the dueling FanDuel apps.
Yeah, but not on sneakers or anything. It's been a completely dry March.
Look at that. Old JJ answering the question before we can ask it.
Yeah, I'm not hitting anything. Nothing. These new draws, these Dan draws are just they're killing me.
Can you explain again what the Dan draws and all that entail? Because I've been told that the sneaker conversation is a huge movement maker for the podcast. So definitely continue that. But two, there may be a lot of folks that are still just kind of getting their feet wet when it comes to the draws and what have you. So please to explain.
So Sneakers app has three different types of releases. So they have your typical first come, first serve, where the shoe is released at 10 a.m. You go in, you try to get the shoe in your size. Then you have the Leo draws, which you are put into a queue, and then you are picked at random whether you have been blessed with a pair of shoes. Typically, that takes about 3 minutes for it to kind of cycle you through each queue, and you have several different chances to cop a shoe. And then you have these Dan draws, which before they used to be 30 minutes, now they're down to 10. Mm. So now that you just have 10 minutes to enter the draw, you go in, and then that's it. Whether you are blessed or not, that's it. So there's no retry. There's no, you know, there's nothing else. And since they've been going to these Dan draws, which you're just going to a draw for 10 minutes, and the L's come quick and proper.
Hot,
I mean,
heavy.
It's like, yeah, it's like you get 10 minutes to enter the draw. By 10:11, they're like, your entry was not selected. Before, it used to take like 40 minutes to even get that email. Now they're coming with the hotness.
Shits is quick.
They're coming quick. Yeah, them shits are quick. So, I think they've been recently doing that just because they're releasing more shoes at the same time. So yeah, I have not hit. John hit. Did they come in? Ooh, here it is. Here it is.
With my hands covered in Guinness.
Here it is. Don't really? You're going to touch them with Guinness in your hands?
Don't do it.
I use my fingers.
Don't. There it is.
Look at that.
He's going to knock something over.
You shut the fuck up.
Look at that.
Yeah, they came in.
You're not going to smell it? Like, you know how Ice and I would smell it?
You guys are a couple of weirdos. Yeah, I think I have a dilemma to undilemma. I think they're going for like 250 right now, and mm-hmm. You know, I, as Jack would say, lunch money. So you know, I
that's not lunch money.
No, it's not.
That's a good flip.
Holy shit! Sorry, my dog is flipping the fuck out right now. So I could flip for 250. No, I'm not gonna pull a Fat Joe, Lloyd. But I could at 250. God damn it, Claudio!
He's gonna knock that beer over.
He totally will. God damn it! There's an outside chance I keep it. So we'll see how the numbers go for the next few weeks. But I guess I'm the only one that hit in the last 2 weeks or so.
I actually hit. I hit on something. I don't know if it was a hard hit or not, but I actually went for
hard
the,
hit.
What was it? The MA2s or something like that. You see those
personals?
Those are personals, yeah. The MA2, are those the Jordan?
Yeah.
Which ones are those?
That's the Jordan Air Jordan Sevens. Air Monarch.
I wasn't sure about those, and then I seen it in some pictures, and they looked okay, and then others they looked all right, and then like the night before the drop, I saw like Jordan wearing it courtside. I was like, oh, okay, you know, if the GOAT
just
is
takes
wearing
one.
It, you know, he's giving it that endorsement, he's giving it that push. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna at least try for him in case they just got that last minute that heat. So I went for
that
it,
push.
Got him. My first got him of the year. I didn't think it was gonna be like that, but I just got him today. They actually look pretty damn good, man. I'll give it. I don't think a lot of people were into them, but seeing them in person in my hands, they actually look pretty damn good, man.
There's
still
zero chance you actually. There's no chance you actually put them on your feet to.
You won't put them on. You won't put them on.
I don't know. I smelled it though.
Why?
Good. Yeah, I just don't know.
Answers
I,
that.
I don't know. But it looks
perfect.
Really good, and if I wanted to make some good lunch money, I could. I think the resale went up too. I don't know. I don't know if I want to let it go yet. It looked better than I thought.
No,
it
don't.
Would.
You're gonna keep them.
He's gonna keep them. He'll never wear them.
Just keep.
Yeah.
Coon just wondering how they smelled. You let us know how the aroma hit your olfactory.
Wafts. Wafts.
Smell like fresh UPS feet. Because I think
that
someone
is not
pre-opened
a hard
my pack. Wow. I think someone opened my package, man. Like the
really
box
thought he
like
would give it the hard push.
Not I know.
The case.
No, this is the first time I got a package from Nike that it wasn't like pristine in the wrapping and the packaging. It looked
shit.
Like it opened and got retaped. So I don't know. It kind of threw off my scent a little bit. I
gotta ask JJ
like
real
usual.
Quick. There's a slight crevasse in the bottom portion
Rude.
Of the box. Will that affect
you'll be
sale?
Fine.
Okay.
No,
Rude.
You'll be fine.
Rude?
I mean, some people may be upset with that, but if you're going to flip it on like GOAT or something, they won't ding you on it.
Definitely they were giving me my Newcastle Dunks have not sold, and I think that's the very reason like the box is a little Well, Snaggletooth, but the shoes.
Piece of pristine. Shit.
But yeah, the nothing but L's on the new front. But Kicks Crew always has our back, do they not?
Yeah, they're friends of ours. They're founded in 08 by a team of sneaker lovers who are keen to share their passion for sneakers to everyone around the globe. They carry collectible sneakers, hard-to-find exclusives, and the most sought-after streetwear items. Listed as a top 20 worldwide legit site by Complex, Kicks Crew only imports from authorized suppliers, so customers can be assured that everything they sell is 100% authentic and legit. Check them out by clicking on the Kicks Crew banner at badslant.com/support and step up your shoe game today. Kicks Crew, we never stop.
For damn sure. Were we planning on... What the...
Sorry. It's almost an hour.
We went on too long. No, it's not. God, you can't even count. The late guy cannot tell us when and where to stop the show.
You were pretty late.
God damn. Before I was so rudely interrupted, I was going to ask, were we going to wait for our stimulus check? Or I should ask you guys if we got your stimmy already. Have the funds already been spent on any shoes or anything else in the offing?
Nah, man. I got something. I didn't get full amount. I didn't get full freight.
Damn.
How about that?
Oh, somebody's not.
It's like a
kind of salty.
It's a little bit of a flex. I know what I'm saying.
Boo. I'm sorry. Hold on. I can fix it. I can fix that. Damn it. I can
damn
fix it.
You
eventually.
Stink.
Damn it.
You stink.
I gotta invest in the paid version of the board. I'll hit it again.
Yeah. I didn't. So
go ahead.
That one was pretty good. No, I'm not. I'm not gonna spend any of that money. It's just gonna sit there. I need to buy a house, so that will probably go towards said house.
Loudon Jack in just waiting for his turn to show face.
Yeah, probably.
Can't wait. So what the hell did we talk about with the last 4 minutes of the show, guys? Well, I defer to you. Ain't no checks coming through. We're angry at everything. Like, we just want to fist fight anybody who steps on our sneakers at the grocery store. Like, what do we do at this point? I don't know how to pivot out of this because it was a conversation that we needed to have everything happening in the country. But I don't know, man.
There's two directions we can go. There's either the sports...
If you tell me Tiger Woods in 2K, I'm going to spit in your face the next time you're here.
It's up to you guys, man. Entertainment or sports?
I'll tap dance a little bit. Well, shit, we can spend the rest of the show talking about sports, but I'll just kind of throw this out there really quick so we just kind of address it before we lose time altogether. I guess Kunja wants to talk about Pappy. Should we do that? Okay, so what are the chances?
There's no chance because the more that we get it out there, the more people are going to enter this lottery.
There's seven people watching right now. What are you talking about? By the time this drops tomorrow, we're good to go.
Half of them live outside of the state, bro.
Get out. Yeah, we're good to go, man. Don't worry about that. I'm just saying. So it's a concerted effort, right? Like, we're all like diving in face first. And so was it like less than a dozen bottles of like the 23 or something?
I think it was like only three bottles of the 23.
All right. Never mind. Shouldn't even talk about it at all.
But I believe the 20 and the, what was the other one? The 15s or something like that. There's about 100 bottles of those. So again, it's not that much. I mean, when you factor in the amount of entries that will probably be in there, we're talking
12,000 across the state.
Yeah. So only 100 bottles. Yeah. But I will say two lotteries have gone to our listener Kunja. So she's won
get
these
the fuck
lotteries.
Out. Are you serious?
She's won these lotteries before. So it's
okay,
possible.
Bot girl. We see you.
Yeah, somehow she's bot girl. She's hitting on these ABC lotteries somehow.
She's hitting on that API, bro.
Commissioner Gordon's daughter over here just copping bottles of Pappy left, right, and center. Well, shit. I mean, It's not, we're at home, so I mean it's not like we have anything better to do. We should just go ahead and throw our hat in the ring, but like the odds are slim to none. It's like ice hitting a 5-game parlay kind of deal.
He'll never hit it.
He'll hit four out of five.
I wasn't feeling it this week.
Belongs to Jack.
I didn't feel lucky. Sorry.
Well, I should say this is typically like with all the horse shit aside, like this is typically Jack's month, like his holy month, where like it's birthday, bang, video game or movie, bang, and then like March Madness, bang. Like it should be like his time to shine. Are you feeling any like reason to celebrate? I think you said you're gonna take tomorrow off. I don't know if that's part of the.
I'm just fucking around. Okay. I'm not taking tomorrow off, but tomorrow is the first the play-in games for the tournament.
The so, pig.
You know, we'll see you kind of action. To be honest, I have not watched 1 second of college basketball before this weekend. Like none of it.
That means you're gonna win the whole goddamn thing. That's what that means.
Pretty much. I'm just gonna pick. You know what I just by eye test what I see on the court every like after the.
That's eye test, not ice test, right?
Right, okay. Not the ice test. I mean, ice test is just.
I like that
melt
color
right there.
Bet for 63 teams and then wait until the end and then don't bet on the last one.
Right. Yeah. I have no idea. What I will hang my hat on is that Virginia Commonwealth University VCU is in, while George Mason is out
and fired their coach.
Yeah, and fired their coach. I mean, geez, man. It sucks to be him. He had a pretty good record. He just couldn't make it to the tournament.
Irvin, pipe down.
So, suck on that, Liam, piece of shit. They see tweets or some shit about it.
Hey, ice is right here, bro.
Oh, yeah, he went to Mason, but he didn't care. I've been to more Mason games than he has.
Probably.
He's so disenfranchised right now.
I know, he doesn't care. Yeah, go Rams. Thank you.
I was a 1 year fan.
Got your back.
When they went to the Final Four.
I was, yeah. I mean, when they went to the Final Four, that makes sense.
That was about
2004?
Yeah, something like that.
Bro, you realize?
It was the year I graduated because after I graduated, I started talking to companies. They're like, "Where did you go to school?" Oh, George Mason. You went. It was.
Here's your
W-2
now.
Those fake talks.
Oh man, you're like, oh yeah, they hit shots. That's right.
Yeah.
They beat UConn. That's all I remember to get in the Elite Eight. You don't remember that?
I do.
Oh, you know what?
I know more about their run than you do.
You know what it was? We were actually, I remember like precisely where we were when they made it to the Final Four. We were in Atlantic City, and then we left Atlantic City, and we're driving back home, and we're listening to George Mason play that game to get into the Final Four in the car.
That's awesome.
It was horrendous. Awesome. He was driving, just swerving left and right, had no idea what, like, it was actually his team that was playing. He's like, oh, my God, we won. Oh,
we listened to George Mason the entire time?
Maybe not the entire time. I think once we crossed the Delaware state lines, like it was time to fire up that 106.7 the Fan and just
there you go.
Pray to all unholy God.
106.7 the Ice.
Not this year. Not at all. Definitely not 106.7 the Liam for sure. Okay. What the hell else are we going to talk about? Damn, I had no idea there was such a fervent basketball community living within our chat. So perhaps we need to talk about shoes and NCAA
basketball. Bet
on
Duke.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Wait, did they get selected? Yes. No, right?
No.
Where's Lloyd being an asshole?
No, he's being an asshole. They have one of the walk-ons got COVID. And so they had to cancel their ACC tournament.
We have to cancel it. I'm sorry. Yeah, that was spectacular. Oh, yeah. The fact that they won by double digits and then subsequently had to vacate the spot in the tournament was just spectacular. I want in my veins like every day for the rest of my life, just like I want Mason to fire their coach every year. I need it every single time. Oh man, yeah. You know what? I don't trust this group as far as like who I need to bet on for the NCAA tournament. But I think
I have no idea. Yeah. I have no idea. I know the Big Ten is huge this year. I mean, they got
huge.
9 teams in. Gonzaga, I mean they're undefeated.
Oh, I faded Gonzaga in the Pac, was it Pac 12? No, what's their tournament?
No, the whatever.
Whatever. I faded
matter.
Them in their conference finals and made me a pretty penny, but yeah.
Oh, because they were down 10.
Dude, they were favored by 14,
half.
And then they were down double digits at half. They still made it a sweat towards the end, but God bless, that hit just enough. And I think I had a hockey game going at the same time, so it was a good night for old AJ.
Why are we not betting on the Caps?
We should. We're dumb.
We're not
we
supposed
are
to.
Stupid.
That's why.
God.
We are not supposed.
Yeah, because you ruined the bet.
Ruined
the mojo. Once we bet on the Caps again, they'll go on another slide.
It's weird because once we stopped betting on hockey, they started winning again.
That's true.
Yeah,
and then Alex Ovechkin started playing well.
Yeah.
So I think we should not bet on them.
Don't do it. Don't do it. For the sake of our happiness and our collective well being, we should probably avoid that.
So when are we supposed to lock in our brackets if we wanted to get in? Is that like tonight?
I think Friday before noon.
Oh, we have one more day.
Yeah, Friday.
Is this your first time? God damn it! Like, what the fuck? We've actually been to Vegas and walked.
The schedule's off. I don't know what the schedule is this year.
No, because of the play-in game.
Yeah, but
no, I get it. I mean, you could be a little confused. No, the play-in game. Yeah, it's Friday. It doesn't matter who's going to be in your bracket on the play-in game because it'll just be like is it a 12 and 11? What are the seeds that play in? I don't even freaking remember.
I think the 11s in one of the games. Okay. That's the,
so Friday,
the Michigan
Friday is
the UCLA
big day,
game.
Right? This year, Friday is the big day. That's day one of all the games.
Yes, okay. Saturday is day two.
My shitty schedule, I'm actually off on Friday, so I will probably be watching some college basketball.
That shirt that you're wearing right now, so God bless you. You're going to have all the swaggy swag swag. I will commit to having a few pops that day and watch games while I pretend to work, so you guys let me know. Maybe we'll hop on Discord. Maybe we'll do a thing. Are we gonna anoint anybody with any special crown for doing the bets, or we're just continuing on the Parlay King deal? Through the March Madness.
Maybe we could do like the first. Maybe we'll. I don't know. Maybe not Parlay King. Maybe not belt wise, but we can do something in terms of the week because they have, you have your first, your first round and then the semis and, the Elite Eight and Final Four. So we can kind of go through the rounds and see the king of that. So maybe we could do it that.
Would it be too much to ask if we just did for fun with our listeners, just like a fun little bracket that we throw on Discord and get people
there needs to be money involved. What?
Yeah, money up front, please. What?
What? Cash on the barrel head.
But we could be friendly. We have tomorrow to sort it out, right?
Everybody got Venmo? Yeah, I'm sure. We can do that.
Okay. Maybe we'll do something.
Maybe that's incentive for folks to jump on Discord. How about that? We'll put the instructions and how the game's going to go on Discord.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Sound good?
Someone's going to take the money, right? Right.
Yes.
Right.
And his name is not Ice. Betting with Ice, bad idea. Betting on our friends at GoDaddy, good idea. They just happen to be the world's largest and most trusted domain registrar that empowers people like you with creative ideas to succeed online. Buying a domain name is easy, and with GoDaddy's domain search tool and domain name generator tools, you can find the perfect website address for your business. But GoDaddy offers more than just a platform to build your website. GoDaddy offers everything you need to create an effective, memorable online presence, and if you already have one or more of their products, transferring your domain, website, or hosting to GoDaddy lets you consolidate your web presence with one provider so it's easier to manage. For our listeners, visit our page, badslant.com/support. Click on the GoDaddy banner today to find your perfect .com starting at just $4.99. Get going today with GoDaddy. Boom.
GoDaddy.
All right. We got, I think we're going to try to save our folks a merciful end. We're going to, I think we can we wrap it up real quick with Washington football dealy stuff?
Sure.
Sure. Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is anybody happy at all to be experiencing the wonder that is Fitzmagic for the umpteenth time? This time in burgundy and gold.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not upset, but I wouldn't say I'm happy. Like I'm lukewarm about it. Like I think at this point we need
lukewarm ice.
I feel we need something. We need anything. Like I think just having a Heineke alone isn't enough. If you look at our track record, someone's bound to get hurt, like guaranteed. So we need like two or three backups. So yeah, I mean, so we already locked in Heineke for the season. So yeah, having Fitzmagic, sure. Sure, why not? I don't know if he's going to be our answer long term, but he'll buy us some time as we continue to look forward and try to make the right deals on a real veteran long term quarterback. But I mean, he could throw a ball, right? I mean, can't get too upset.
Understatement. God damn it. It's he's describing it as if like they signed our friend Ray from his flag football team to be the quarterback for the Washington football team. Like, are you serious? Like you're panning it that hard?
Well, you think he's great? You think he's going to
Bro, I'm steamed up.
He's a difference maker?
I'm pretty steamed. I am
steamed.
He's going to prove
John, you can go. You can go first.
He's going to upset you by game 3. By the third week, you're going to be like, what the hell?
Do you know what I see in my head right now with that quarterback room? I see Fitzpatrick, I see Kyle Allen and Taylor Heineke, and they're looking at each other like that goddamn Spider-Man meme, just pointing at each other, and it's the same freaking guy, but like removed by 5 years. And like the fact that he's exactly there to kind of serve as like the safety net, like, oh my God, we could be Phil right now, who's over here like wondering who's going to start, Mitch or Andy Dalton, and he's over here looking at a bottle of Malort and a razor blade. You know what I mean?
We could have it a lot worse. Yeah.
Yeah. Keep that in mind. And not to mention, do you remember Fitz freaking magic in the last like 2-3 years? Yes. There were lows.
I do.
But God damn it, they benched Tua's weird ass. Like I have no idea like what he was the number 5 pick and they benched him, and for some damn reason he comes in on a goddamn chandelier and he picks up right where he left off, like actually took them even higher.
Just think about it. He started the season last year as the starter and was took the team and led them to with 13 touchdowns and to a 6-3 record. Then they benched Fitzpatrick for Tua to see what they had. He played uneven. Tua Tagovailoa played uneven. Very uneven, and then they went back to Fitzpatrick. So, I mean, he's a consummate professional. I'm excited about it. I wouldn't say that this is like the one piece that gets them to the Super Bowl for
them,
any
not
stretch
us
of the imagination. Yeah, gets them to Did I say we? Gets them to the Super Bowl. But I mean, think about it. They had Alex Smith, who played on one leg last year, and now that you have Fitzpatrick, who can push the ball
downfield.
He has
two legs.
He has two legs and can push the ball downfield. Right? And so, I mean, you can't win. I mean, the team won the division. Yeah, I know. The team won the division with Alex Smith and the offense scoring 10 points. I can't stop saying we. He instantly improves the offense. And now the other free agent signing that just came out before the show started was Curtis Samuel. 3 years.
Oh, shit, they signed him?
Yeah, they signed him. You didn't know that? Bro.
I've been sad for 24 hours. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, my bad. So they just signed him to a 3-year deal. And everyone's happy. McLaurin is psyched. He's stoked. It's like, so, you know, they have someone to compliment Terry McLaurin. So I mean, you know, you have pieces around the team and the offense to move forward, especially with Antonio Gibson. He's going to be in second year. He's going to be hopefully will be a better runner. You know, and you have Heineke in the mix. It seems like Fitzpatrick's, this is his job.
I'm just saying, watch Taylor win the job. I'm just saying, like, just watch the shit play out where one of those other guys winds up winning the job. And then you got that goofy ass beard just sitting there waiting to pick up the pieces when it goes to hell.
Which is fine. I mean,
look, they paid him $10 million. He's a rental for a year.
He's happy.
Like, if he gets, he's happy. He doesn't care. I'm just waiting for all the memes to come out from his post, you know, his press conferences. I'm pretty stoked about
that. That's a weird thing to hang your hat on, but okay, sure.
I am. Yeah, that $10 million is worth every penny for all the memes.
So, $10 million worth of memes, best social crew in the NFL. Oh, I can't wait. Ice, you're a piece of shit. You go shit in your hat.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what, man.
Don't tell me nothing.
At the end of game one, I'm going to be on here saying that they're going to the Super Bowl. So it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Could be Ron Rivera back there taking snaps. You're going to say Super Bowl.
We're gonna do the same bit next year in the first round of the playoffs, doing a live stream on Twitch. Same deal. Here we go.
Watching two different teams.
Here we go
playing the Super Bowl for damn sure. Well, we're at it's 1 hour. That's it. You guys tell me. We go super long, or we just kind of ride out into the sunset and let this one fade into the ether.
Well, did any of you guys watch the sequel on Prime?
The sequel to
Coming to America?
Yes.
No.
No. I was going to say we can do it. Oh, you did. Okay. You want to do it? Should we do a review of the movie without Jack?
No, that's fine. Review it.
Didn't we have a bit like a couple years ago where it was like ISIS 2 year or 2 minute movie review, something like that? we stole from Chad Dukes.
Yeah, you want to do that?
You want me to lead off? I'll take less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, let's let you do it. Hold on. Let me cue up your music for you.
Dun 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 dun.
All right, here we go. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it's fine. Thank you. Oh, sorry. Look, whatever you feel about Coming to America, the original, the Prime version, lower your expectations 27 degrees, like below the dirt, below sea level. Just drop it that far down, and you will actually be pleasantly surprised. If you don't go in with like the hopes of seeing an actual Coming to America sequel, you will be fine. They play all the hits. They introduce a guy who looks like the crazy baboon guy from The Lion King. Like, it's just magic. He's played by Arsenio Hall. So just, if you know that you're not going to get Coming to America, the original movie, you're going to be fine. Enjoy it for what it is. I gave it 3 out of 5.
Wow.
Music's still going. Look at that.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Asshole.
That was a 1 minute review.
I remember his 2 minute reviews. They turned into
17 minutes uninterrupted with reads.
Yeah, I was like, what is happening?
What the hell? So you saw it then?
I did. And I actually liked it. I would say it's been a while since we had a movie like that. I think we've been hungry for some form of entertainment, and I feel of some of the recent comedies, this one was actually pretty good. If you didn't expect the world out of it, I think they hit on a lot of the same, same bits, a lot of the same characters.
Bro, they actually showed parts of the original movie in the sequel. Like, that part caught me off guard.
That is true. So
okay, now I know what movie I'm watching. Okay, great.
Now I gotta watch it.
And I do think the fact that they were able to actually bring back almost every single original character from the first one. Like, I think that you don't see that a lot in sequels. So the fact that they were able to pull that off, I think that's really impressive. And
John Amos still alive. Oh God, as Cleo McDowell. Oh, thank God.
What? He's in it?
Yes.
Is Louis Anderson in it?
Yes. Maybe for like 4.5 minutes, but yes, he's there.
Yeah, nice. There was a lot of cameos, and you know, it's.
Oh my God,
they're not really reinventing anything, but I think it was a good time. I had fun. It was fun. You laughed, and it's been a while.
I think I need to watch that tonight.
Yeah, it's like, you could actually watch it multiple times without saying that was dumb. It's like, I think it's okay.
Hey, can we agree that Wesley Snipes was the best part of the movie?
Oh my God, the way he strolled
in
there.
For the 7 minutes
the
he's in the movie, just spectacular. Just absolutely bought in.
I am ready for more Wesley Snipes comedies, man. That's what I want to see more of. It's so good.
I want him to show up in the Blade MCU movie as the comic relief guy. Like, I need him to be there, like, cutting fart jokes for some damn reason. I need that. Oh,
it is,
yeah. But yeah.
It's so good, man. There's a lot of things, like, when overall, you're not gonna say it's like, you know, it's a 5 out of 5, but it was fun. Everything about it was fun. It was a fun movie, and I liked it a lot for what it was. And you know, they did a great job, and I think they actually had it. Like, it looked like they had a decent budget because for the amount of things they were able to pull off again.
Oh,
like,
they got that Amazon money in there for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. So, no, I
thank you, based Bezos.
I would recommend it. This is one movie I actually would recommend. Like, you know, like if you got nothing else going on a Friday night, WandaVision's gone, watch it. It's fun. It's good.
But the Falcon and the Winter Soldier is coming.
Oh, it's on deck, bro.
Is that this weekend?
Friday. Yeah. And JLA Snyder Cut is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, 4 hours.
Yeah. So cancel your plans tomorrow. Ain't no playing games being watched tomorrow. It's going to be freaking Henry Cavill's mysteriously disappeared mustache in a black suit for 4 hours. Oh, I can't wait. Cannot wait to be disappointed. Well, as you can tell, I have an adopted dog, a rescue dog on my lap right now, so it's probably about a good time for us to end the show. But we actually covered way more than I thought we would, given where we started off tonight. So,
did we miss a read?
We did forget one. We have to say, we have to say hi, friends, colleagues, and beautiful, beautiful people at Mondo. They work with major artists, studios, and dogs to forge beautifully designed licensed products that navigate pop culture. It started with posters, then soundtrack LPs, and now it's blossomed into an ever-expanding hydra of art-forward entertainment collectibles to include games, puzzles, apparel, and toys that we now call home. Hop on over to Mondo today by clicking on the Mondo banner at badslint.com/support and browse their endless variety of entertainment collectibles while supporting the show. I have to take this dog outside before he pees on my lap. Okay.
All right.
Well, this was fun, I think, from where we started off, but we'll hang around for a bit on Twitch or whatever. So, boys, thank you. It's been a rough 24, but it's always good to get back with you guys and find home.
Yeah, it was very cathartic. I felt we did some good today. We solved racism. so we'll go from there. Best step forward, I guess.
But until next week, Jack, take us home.
Up here? I'm already gone.